This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Almost anyone reading the opening verses of Malachi would question God loving Jacob and hating Esau. When you read about these two brothers in Genesis, there is no mention of God hating Esau. The description of Isaac's blessing for Esau is that he would live by the sword and serve his brother. He goes on to say, "But when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck." It goes on to say in Genesis 27:41, Esau held a grudge against Jacob. That grudge has continued down through the centuries. Check the prophecy of Obadiah to see what Malachi said amplified. Paul amplifies this further when he writes in Romans 9:10-13, "Rebekah's children had one and the same father, our father Isaac. Yet before the twins were born or had done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose and election might stand, not by works but by him who calls, she was told, 'The older will serve the younger.' Just as it is written, 'Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.'" John MacArthur, in his Bible commentary, writes, "Obadiah's prophecy indicated that the Lord's hatred was against Esau's idolatrous descendants. In the same way, the Lord's love for Jacob refers to his descendants, who were his sovereignly elected people. Nor does the love-hate language signify a comparative love in which he loved Jacob more and Esau less. Rather, the context here speaks of love as choosing for intimate fellowship and hate as not choosing for intimate fellowship in the realm of redemption. I'm always blown away when I think that God lovingly chose me. Are you?"